According to America's Test Kitchen, the recipe for happiness includes cooking at home. The multimedia company began 25 years ago in Brookline as a no-frills magazine, Cooks Illustrated. It later grew into TV, radio, and publishing. America's Test Kitchen, now ATK, has outgrown its old Brookline home and has moved into a big, snazzy new space in Boston Seaport. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning reports on its evolution while maintaining its original geeky identity.
Before foodie culture went viral, there was America's Test Kitchen, a science-infused research and development-style TV show geared towards the home cook.
We sent these all out to the lab, and we figured out what makes a great fish sauce. More protein.
That's ATK Chief Creative Officer Jack Bishop on the company's flagship program. 25 years ago, he helped ferment what would become ATK on the second floor of this funky former broom factory. Now, Bishop says the team tests 1,000 recipes a year, along with hundreds of ingredients and pieces of equipment to demystify home cooking.
We think a happy life includes some time spent in the kitchen. But the biggest deterrent to cooking is not time, it's lack of success. So our job every day is to come here and develop recipes that we know will work.
50 cooks have been working in the Brookline Test Kitchen, which doubles as the TV and photography studios, making the same recipe 30, even 50 times. Bishop says this rigorous methodology was born on the pages of an austere, technical food magazine more than two decades ago.
Cooks Illustrated magazine is a 32-page black and white magazine with no advertising, with a oil painting of still life that looks like it came from, you know, the Netherlands in the 18th century with some radishes on the cover. And so it basically breaks every rule of food publishing.
And it still does. But Bishop says ATK's staff has grown with the brand from 20 to 200. They needed a new home with room to expand and found it in Boston Seaport.
We're scrappy. If we're in bigger space, we're still going to be that way. You know, we're an independent company. We're not part of a large media conglomerate. But that also means we need to be nimble. And so those things are going to remain the same.
A lot has changed over the years. Mark Bittman, former New York Times food columnist and author of the How to Cook Everything book series, was on the original Cooks Illustrated crew. He worked with Bishop and Christopher Kimball, who became the voice and face of ATK with his signature bow tie. But Kimball and ATK had an ugly split in 2015, causing a shakeup. When asked about the company's expansion, Bittman says he'd be worried about Kimball's absence because the concept was his.
At least at the beginning, and he kept it running for years and he made it profitable, and it was his vision and it was his personality that drove that. The question is, do they hold their audience without Chris? So far, I think they have.
So this is only our second week here, so I don't even know my way around totally yet.
Dan Souza, ATK's science guy and current Cooks Illustrated editor-in-chief, takes us through the company's cavernous new home with six times the kitchen space. A half dozen cooks hover around a dish of steak pizzaiola, debating how to make the meat more tender. Souza heads down long corridors, passing huge equipment storerooms, a walk-in cooler, and state-of-the-art photography and TV studios with their own kitchens.
We're not in Brookline anymore. We're in the Seaport here in Boston, and it feels bigger and kind of grander, but still very much part of our DNA.
According to ATK, its monthly audience is in the tens of millions across all platforms. The folks at the company won't talk about Kimball because they're in litigation. He didn't respond to a request for an interview. Despite all the changes, including a focus on videos, Souza says staff remains committed to ATK's roots.
We started in a small black and white magazine that's definitely grown, and then we put it in a TV show, and we put it in cookbooks. We have a cooking school that's online. It looks like we've evolved a lot, but in a lot of ways we're doing this core thing that we spend the time doing. Like, we spent 8 weeks developing a recipe for Cooks Illustrated.
Souza and the staff will miss their homey old space and neighborhood, but now they've got room to open their doors to the public, which they'll do this weekend for their first ATK food festival, Boston Eats. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.